Hello, beautiful, and welcome to Pure Happy Healthy. This is a podcast all about mindfulness in different fields that are dear to my heart. Join me for Mindful Me sessions, Mindful Model, Mindful Mensch, and Mindful Master, and dive into beautiful conversations. Hi, and welcome to another Mindful Me session. I'm super happy you could join today because I have a very interesting and cool topic today to speak about. It's about triggers, what they are, and how we can resolve triggers. But before we get started, I would like to give a little shout out to my Patreon, which is a website where you can basically become a fan of me. And for only 5 euro a month, this is just as much as one coffee a month, you can become my fan and get access to all my bonus material of all the podcasts that I upload. This is 22 questions answered by all of my guests, including me, obviously, and some other cool bonus material, which you can only listen to when you're a Patreon. And you can cancel the membership at any time as well. So that is a very simple and cool way to support me with my work as a podcaster. And if you cannot do that, then you can still support me and write me an Apple review. You can do that if you have an iPhone or another Apple device, and that really helps sharing this podcast to more people who can really benefit from that. And also, you can just send a link to some friend or family member who could really need this message now and could really benefit from the knowledge of myself and my guests here on this show. So this being said, let's get started with today's topic of triggers. This is such an important topic because almost everyone gets triggered, and as I feel, especially in these corona times, there are even more situations where people just get so angry and so mad, and you think like, what is happening? Why is that person suddenly so mad? Or why am I suddenly getting pissed or angry at someone or some situation that is happening? And the easy answer to that is that it is never the other person or a situation that is bad, but it is our reaction to the situation that is causing us these feelings of anger and pain or resentment or whatever is coming up for us. So the people or the situation is just a trigger, a symbol basically, to show us where we are still wounded, where we still have a wounded child inside of us, where we didn't look yet and where we didn't heal yet what has happened in our past. So the chain is basically, there is an action, the trigger, and then there is our reaction to that, which comes in less than 1 second, and that causes the feelings of anger or pain. And this can be maybe a person, a smell, an information, a situation, a sound. There are so many things that can trigger us because these are the things that put us back into a past situation that bring up certain beliefs or certain feelings. So I want to give you an example just to make it a little bit more clear how this works. So in my past, I had a partner who was a lot on their phone, checking constantly messages, streaming things, and just spending a lot of time on the phone, and also maybe when we were having dinner or being together. And that was such a big trigger for me because I felt like the person is not really with me, with their attention, but somewhere else, and not listening to me, not seeing me, not taking me seriously, and not being there for me. So looking back now, I can see that there was so much coming up for me, so many bad feelings. And in that moment, I didn't really understand why this was hurting me so much. Whereas if another person who wouldn't have this problem from the past of these belief sets maybe would have said, okay, he spends a lot of time on his phone, but maybe we can just talk about it and I don't really mind so much. But for me, this was really, really, really painful. And that was because it reminded me of situations in the past, which have been, for example, that my father used to read his newspaper always in the morning. And always when I wanted to talk to him, I felt like he was so deep into his newspaper that he wouldn't see me, or he wasn't interested in me, or he wouldn't take notice of me. And another situation where he left me in the seat of the bike in the back seat outside of a bakery, and he went in and the bike fell and I fell on the floor and I was screaming. I was really little and crying and I didn't feel like he would hear me or see me, and I just felt very left alone and like no one would see or hear me in my pain. So it can be simple moments like this in our childhood that make us believe like we are not seen or heard in my case, or we're not getting any attention, that really cause trauma for us that evolves throughout our whole life and sticks with us until this present moment if we don't look there and heal it. So in my case, this was showing in my relationships, and that was showing in so many things, also in my job, where I often felt like my work wasn't recognized or my work wasn't seen or heard, and other situations. So this was only resolving because I had made this few experiences in my childhood that led to so much problems in my present. So what can you do? You can, first of all, realize where your problem is coming from. So if you get triggered again, you can see it as a present to look deeper and ask yourself, what exactly is it in this situation or in this person or in this action that is causing me this anger or this pain? And then go with that feeling back to your past. And feel, where have you felt this feeling before in your past? And remembering the situations that will come up. And usually the first ones that come up are the right ones. So trust your thoughts and your instinct here. And then going back in this situation and feeling in there, why did I feel this way? And was this situation really like I believe now to be? So I could ask myself, did my father really not see me and recognize me? And did he not listen to me? And now from my perspective, from my adult perspective, I can obviously say my dad was always there for me. He was a loving father. And maybe he just loved to read his newspaper in the morning. And maybe he was not as present for me in this moment as I would wish he would have been. But he also maybe just needed his self-time and some space for him. And that doesn't mean that he doesn't love me, and that doesn't mean that he wasn't there for me and that he didn't listen to me. So explaining this situation to my little inner child, but then also to me as an adult woman, can already help a lot to understand why we feel this way. And understanding is really the first step in order to change something in your behavior. So every time you feel triggered by something or someone again, you can make yourself clear where this is coming from and tell yourself, okay, I'm reacting this way now because there's that little child in me suddenly reacting and saying it doesn't get love, or it doesn't get attention, or it doesn't feel safe, or it doesn't feel seen or heard, or whatever it is for you that is coming up. And ask yourself, is it really this way? Is it really this way? Or can I look differently at the situation right now? So in my example, I could ask myself, okay, is my partner really not giving me attention or seeing or hearing me? And maybe I can answer this with a yes or a no in this moment. But then the next step is also to talk about it and tell the other person, if you can, hey, I'm feeling this way now because I experienced this in my past. And therefore, I do not feel comfortable when you take out your phone while we're having dinner. And so I was reacting in a very angry way at you. And you could help me heal if you would maybe don't take out your phone while we're having dinner and we can have attention for each other and be there for each other. But also, please understand me if I maybe have some angry patterns coming out in this moment, but that is something that I will heal from now on. So creating an understanding for yourself, but also being able to talk about it and analyzing it with other people involved, maybe. Sometimes people trigger us, though, where we cannot have this discussion or this conversation. And that also is showing us something that still can be healed on the inside. Let's take another example here. For example, a woman is with us in a bus or walking on the street next to us, and she's dressed in a really, really sexy way and wearing a lot of makeup. And for some reason, this is triggering you because you think, how can she dare to wear this outfit here on the street? This is so triggering. And why is she doing this and all this makeup? Who does she want to impress? But then also, it is not her that is the problem. It is your reaction on it and what you connect with it that is causing you to react that way. So also here you can ask yourself, why exactly do I have these feelings and thoughts come up here? What is it on her or this way of her being that is triggering me so much? And maybe this could be something like, I want to be more in my feminine, but I just don't know how to do it. Or maybe I would like to dress up sexy, but I feel restricted from society and do not feel like I'm allowed to do that. Or maybe I would like to do some more self-care and self-care rituals, like taking time to do my makeup and my hair more properly, but I do not have time for it, so I'm actually jealous at this moment and therefore feel this anger, and therefore this person is triggering me. So also here you can see, whatever it is on the outside, it is actually something on your inside that is triggering you. And realizing this can help you so much in all kinds of relationships, because it really gives you an understanding of why there are fights or why you feel the way you feel about certain situations. So often when couples have a fight, this is just two wounded children coming together with their pain, and they're triggering each other without actually seeing that it has something to do with their past, less than the other person being bad. So everything always starts on your inside. And therefore, also all the healing always starts on your inside, which is a responsibility, but it is also such a big chance, because then that means that you can take all the power in your own hands. And that means that you are the creator of your life. And that means that you also have the power to change it and the power to think differently and react differently to situation. And in this case, also to triggers. So this week, I want to encourage you to observe yourself really clearly and see, where do you have triggers? What are your triggers? And how are you reacting to them? And where do they come from? Why are you reacting in this way? And then I'm really, really curious to know what they are for you. So head over to Pure Happy Healthy, my Instagram account, and leave me a note and let me know what your triggers are and how you trace them back and how you're dealing with them now. So yeah, I thank you so much for your time that you spend with me today here, and I'm super excited to bring up another inspiring interview for the Mindful Model next week. Until then, stay safe, stay pure, happy, healthy.